Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through their midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. In absolutely every assignment I've had as a priest over the years, I've always had one or two people that will either mail me or email me with this point: "You don't talk about sin enough." And in fact, they will lay out the sins they want me to talk about. And most of the time, those sins are what I call the sin du jour. They're the thing we hear on the news the most over the previous weeks. And all of a sudden, that becomes the most important thing that we need to address. And of all of those letters and emails, I've never had one where the person was asking because they felt they were trapped in that type of sin and they wanted me to hold a mirror up for them to see. They're always about shaking a finger at somebody else and what they're doing wrong. And I used to try to engage in some conversation, but it always ended up just making me sad, because all that keeps popping through my mind is, it is as if the Pharisees of the scriptures haven't ever really gone anywhere. And instead, these criticisms are always about what's wrong with the other and never recognizing the brokenness of the self. And St. Paul understood that completely, which was why, as the people of Corinth were arguing among themselves and probably doing a little bit of finger-pointing along the way, he wanted them to understand that no matter how righteous you think you may be, no matter high up on a pedestal you may find yourself, the reality is absolutely everything must be done under the guise of love. Because only then are those things we do and the way we live rooted in Jesus, truly doing his work and his ministry. And when we think about or talk about sin, it's always meant to inform us, to have us do an honest assessment of where we're at and what we're about. never meant to be used as a weapon against another or as a seat of judgment against another. God's the judge, not us, not our job. But the other part that makes me sad in the midst of this is that I recognize that I can fall into that same trap. We all can. We can become a person that moves from righteousness found in Christ to self-righteousness, looking at others with smugness. And that's something we have to really pay close attention to. We have to be willing to be honest with ourselves when we're doing it. And we need to look back at the example of Jesus and at the words of St. Paul in today's reading, that love is required for anything to truly be rooted in Christ. It's a cautionary tale. It's one we all need to listen to.